Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday at 1:30 p.m., California Highway Patrol received a 911 call regarding a woman possibly in the water at Big Lagoon. Once on scene, deputies learned the 47-year-old Asian female from Eureka was picking flowers along U.S. 101, north end of Big Lagoon, near mile marker 110, with another woman at approximately 10 yesterday morning. They became separated, and the relative could not find the victim. Later that day, they located her approximately 20 to 30 feet down the hillside against a tree and unresponsive. They attempted CPR and called 911. Emergency personnel determined that the victim was deceased, and the county coroner's office was notified. It appears the victim fell down the hill, and there are no signs of foul play at this time. Investigators from the sheriff's office are asking for the public's help in locating a stolen vehicle, a car that was taken during a residential burglary in Ferndale late last week. The stolen car is a black Honda Civic with license plate number 4ZP E306 and was taken from a residence on Port Canyon Road sometime between last Thursday afternoon and Friday night. The burglars also stole 17 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, home electronics, chainsaws, tools, a generator, and numerous pieces of jewelry. The estimated loss is over $5,000, but the value of the stolen items is still being added up. Anyone with information about the burglary or the stolen items is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police officers were called out to the Mad River Hospital after receiving a report that a woman who had arrived at the emergency room was suffering from a stab wound. Officers determined that the stabbing had taken place in the 500 block of G Street in Arcata, and that the suspect and victim knew each other, and they had been engaged in an ongoing dispute. The altercation happened after the victim flagged down the suspect's car and had an argument that turned violent when the suspect slashed the victim across the abdomen with a knife. Officers later arrested 33-year-old Emily Workman of Arcata, and she's been booked into county jail on assault with a deadly weapon charge. A Eureka woman's remains have been identified. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the story.
In Sierra County, law enforcement officials have identified the remains of a Eureka woman who went missing in 1998 as those of then 29-year-old Charlene Rosser. Using DNA samples submitted by Rosser's parents, Sierra County officials were able to positively identify Rosser's remains, which were found in between Truckee and Calpine in 2003. Rosser's family has been notified of the identification, and the search for clues to Rosser's death continues.
Thanks, Dan. More news after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that Daryl Slape has been found guilty of one count of felony sexual assault and two counts of sexual battery following his trial. Slape stood accused of assaulting two women who were patients at his clinic, Healthy Life Alternatives. The first incident took place in November of 2007 and the second in January of 2009. Both accusers went to Slape's business complaining of back pain, and they saw Slape in a private massage room at the business. That's where the assault took place. Slape, who took the stand in his own defense, was also found guilty of a lesser battery offense. Slape faces 9 years in prison and will be required to register as a sex offender once released. He will be sentenced by Judge Bruce Watson in August. Brian Fiore, who led law enforcement officers on a high-speed chase after robbing six people of their marijuana during a brazen armed robbery that we reported in April of 2009, was found guilty of murder and two counts of attempted murder. Fiore, along with accomplice David Fields, robbed six people in McKinleyville and then fled the scene, firing at pursuing officers along the way. Fiore was also found guilty of attempted murder of two CHP officers who were in pursuit, and when officers finally caught up to his vehicle, which had gone off the highway and down an embankment, they discovered that he had shot and killed Fields and also shot himself in the head. Fiore faces up to three life terms in state prison, and the jury was unable to convict him of three additional counts of attempted murder of sheriff deputies, as well as burglary. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.